What's up, my Briller family? Welcome back to the Briller Podcast, the podcast where I basically just speak English. I want to be clear. I want to be understandable because I know there are a lot of non-native English speakers listening to this podcast. So yeah, welcome back. And in today's episode, I want to answer a question that I got from someone on Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, it's all good, but you should if you like my content. My name is at BMILLX, so B-M-I-L-L-X. Follow me there. And basically, someone wrote me and they asked, Brian, what is it like to live in a foreign country? And as most of you know, I am American, but I've lived in both Japan and Italy. So in March of 2017, I moved to Japan and I stayed there until the end of 2018. So that was about 2 years in Japan. Since then, I've lived in Italy, and I also had spent a lot of time in Italy before going to Japan. So I kind of know how it is to live in both Japan and Italy, and of course America, where I'm from, and I lived for about 23 years. So I'm 26 now. So I definitely have some experience living abroad, and I know what it's like. And it's an interesting question considering that not many people kind of just pack up and move to another country and then stay in that other country. I don't actually know anyone in Italy who did that, but in Japan, yes, I do know some people who move to Japan and they basically live in Japan permanently. So what is it like? Well, first of all, it's not just a simple experience that I could say like, it's cool. You know, it's very complex, and it also changes depending on the amount of time you've spent in a country. I can't attest to what it's like to spend multiple years in a foreign country, because as I said, I lived in Japan for 2 years and I've lived in Italy for like 1.5 total years throughout all the times I've been to Italy, about probably a total of 18 months. So it's not that I've lived in a foreign country for 5, 10, 20 years of my life. So I'm sure when I get to that point, it will be a whole nother experience. But as far as living even just a couple years, I have so much to say. And I would say that even starting in the first month compared to the third month, things are very different, because when you start, you're new in the country. Maybe you'll go through the so-called honeymoon phase where you're so in love with a foreign country because everything's so special and it's different and it's exotic and it's rich of culture. So that's called like the honeymoon phase, where the first time you go somewhere, you really are just fascinated by everything and it makes you so interested and happy and you feel like you just deeply fall in love with the place. And I definitely experienced that with Italy. I mean, the first time I lived in Italy, I was not aware of what I'm aware of now as far as the negative sides to Italy, because I was kind of blinded by this honeymoon effect. And I just thought Italy was super charming and their culture was so like humanity friendly, you know, enjoying food, enjoying family. It was focused more on life than work, and I found all of that super charming, and it took me a lot longer to realize kind of more negative sides to Italy that I eventually realized. And I'm sure, like I said, it's going to keep changing as I live more and more in Italy, because people who have lived in Italy for 10 years or more probably have a different impression of Italy than I do right now. As I said, only being here for about 1.5 years. So, but yeah, so you go through that honeymoon phase, and then after that, you start settling in and finding a routine in your new country. And when you're in that routine, you notice that small things are different because of culture. So just based on different cultures, the littlest, smallest things are different. So for example, like the courtesy or the etiquette of gift giving is a lot different in Italy than it is in America. So giving a gift is something super important in Italy, and like making sure you give a satisfactory gift and not just something simple and small. If you go to someone's house, you have to make sure that you bring something like pretty nice. Maybe in America, that's not the case. And I've learned these lessons just through experience, because especially now having an Italian wife, like she helps me realize stuff. I probably would have gone to many events empty-handed had it not been for her knowledge of the Italian culture and telling me that it's absolutely necessary to not only bring something, but bring something substantial and decent and like worthwhile. So just little things like this start to stand out to you. And yeah, culturally, obviously you're going to experience a lot of differences, a lot of things maybe you had never even realized. When you reflect back on your home country, you can make a lot more realizations about what your home country culture is like, because when you live abroad, you have an understanding of that culture. So you have like a reference point or a comparison point. And I always tell people, like, coming to Italy and also Japan helped me learn a lot about America, actually, because think about like the fish, like there's a saying, like a fish doesn't know what water is, but I bet you if you put a fish on land, he'll understand what water is. So more or less, it's similar to that metaphor. But one of the biggest things I didn't mention about living abroad is just the language, and always kind of being the person with an accent, or almost even the outsider, because I'm obviously not Italian and I'll never be Italian. Like, maybe on paper, eventually, if I'm married to an Italian woman, I'll be Italian, but I'll never be a true Italian. That's true. I'm American. My brain developed in America. My language developed in America. And even just my behavior and my personality developed in America. So that being the case, when I live in Italy now, I'm kind of always just an outsider. And I don't say that as like a victim thing, like I'm an outsider, like poor me, because even being this quote unquote outsider, I mean, I still have a great friend group. I have a family here in Italy now, and they certainly make me feel welcome and a part of the family, and like that's so special to me, and it makes me feel so good, and it makes Italy way more of a second home than like a foreign country to me. So that's super important. But primarily just for language, and secondarily for a lot of other small reasons, like I mentioned before, culture or just personality differences between Italians and Americans, these differences definitely show. And just to talk about language for a little bit, like whenever I do simple things such as like go to the bank or go to the grocery store or any daily activity that humans do in life, like as soon as my mouth opens and I start talking, I assume the other people realize that I'm American, because my, not necessarily American, but not Italian, or a foreigner in other words. And yeah, like always being the foreigner can get old. It can be a little bit like annoying or frustrating at times, and you know, you kind of have a disadvantage compared to Italians who, like, it sounds funny, but even just communicating in the simplest way, if you're a native speaker, you have an advantage, and it's just more natural and easier for you, and maybe on a social level, you have a little less anxiety about asking the question or telling someone this or ordering something from the waiter. And I do suffer from some social anxiety due to the Italian language that I'm not a native speaker in. And I mean, my Italian's good. I can definitely communicate anything I want to with Italian people, but not at the same level that an actual Italian would. And not having that luxury can be frustrating or annoying or just like disheartening sometimes. And yeah, that kind of takes a toll over time. But at the same time, I mean, it's nothing too serious to complain about, but it's a luxury that I kind of miss sometimes. So that's definitely a downside of living abroad. I mean, grabbing my car, driving 5 minutes, parking in this beautiful parking lot, walking in and being like, oh, here's my perfect English and I can talk to you and I'm American and like, this is me, this is my land. Like, that feeling of comfort is super nice. And when you live in a foreign country, you give that up. So I no longer have that super nice comfort zone level of communication and environment where I can just drive my car here and life is super easy. And I mean, it's actually funny because when I do go back to America and I experience that again, it's super nice. And it's like I said, you kind of realize it. And before living abroad, I hadn't realized how comfortable it was and how easy it was. And then once you go abroad and you're used to kind of, I don't want to say battling or struggling every day, but you're used to, like I said, being the outsider or being the one who has to work a little bit harder to communicate. When you come home and it's absolutely not difficult at all to communicate, it's super nice. You turn on the TV and instead of hearing Italian, you hear your native language spoken exactly how you speak, and that's pretty nice too. So giving up these kind of things can be the downside of living abroad. But one thing I didn't mention so far in this episode is the positive side to living abroad, which is just experiencing every day, like experiencing life maybe to a stronger degree, experiencing another culture, obviously. But the simplest way to do it is just like living a little bit harder. And I don't mean harder as in more difficult, but just like living in a stronger way, in my opinion, because every day you're witnessing our world. You're witnessing something that doesn't seem so default to you. It doesn't seem like the number one natural condition. It's kind of like a new game, a new world. And every day you're in it and learning about it and experiencing it and growing in it and becoming better at it. So as I said, like this challenge of, actually, I'll use a different example. Instead of language, let's do the driving example. Like driving in America is super easy. You get in your car, you have a perfectly clean and holeless street. You drive here, you arrive. Oh, look, there's 12 parking spots to choose from. And I'm also right next to the shop I have to go to. Like that is super nice and super easy. In Italy, they don't have that. So instead you have a car you're not used to, which is the manual stick shift, which is, you have to get used to that. And then you have to drive in a way more traffic dense place. You have to drive in a different style. Like the Italian driving style is much more aggressive. And like, I go first, you go second type style, type mentality. There are a lot of holes in the street. There's very few parking spots. A lot of times you search around for 20 minutes for a parking spot. And also when you're going somewhere specific, because of the parking spot problem, you might have to walk somewhat far to your destination. So the first time I experienced this, it was like completely difficult. It was like facing the boss level in a video game. The second time, it was still super difficult. The third time, it was still super difficult. Fourth, fifth, etc., etc. 20th time, okay, this is difficult. 40th time, all right, gosh, it's not that difficult, but it's still annoying. 80th time, all right, this is whatever. 100th time, like, it's whatever, it's not that bad. You keep going and going and going and improving, improving, improving. Your attitude changes. Your driving style changes. You adapt. You grow. You improve, etc. And eventually, nowadays, when I drive, I'm like, I'm still not a big fan. Like, it's definitely still easier in America, but I'm like a shrug of the shoulders. And I'm like, it's all right. It's doable. I can get there. I know more or less what I'm doing. So this example is what I mean when I say, like, you're living harder. Like you are playing the game. It's constant growth, it's constant improvement, and it's something that I really like as a person who I've focused a lot on, like self-improvement, self-growth, all that. Living in Italy is definitely like a great field or domain to work on yourself or improve yourself. That's for sure. So that's a positive that comes with living abroad. And the last positive I would say is being able to take advantage of or benefit from the good sides of the foreign culture you live in. Like, as I mentioned, Italy really cares about like living more than working. This can be a bad thing for some reasons, but focusing on the good things, like maybe you have more time off, or you have a longer lunch, or you cherish each meal more, so you have better food in your body, which food is so important and fundamental to all humans' lives. So getting to eat good meals all the time is super nice. It's a positive. It's better than eating like microwave processed plastic wrapper type meals that I ate all the time in America. So there are pros and cons. I mean, like the family aspect of Italy, where like family is important and you spend valuable time with your family and maybe a little bit less independency. I personally like that, and I enjoy spending time with, as I said, my new Italian family, which would be Sonia's family. So you get the good and the bad of the culture you live in, and you say goodbye to the culture you're from. And over time, things change, and you adapt more and more, and you learn more and more. And all of this combined is just a fraction of what it's like to live abroad. And as I continue to live abroad more and more, I will probably be able to say new things about this question. But where I'm at right now, this is how I would summarize it in a 17-minute podcast. So I will wrap it up right there, but I hope you guys found that to be somewhat interesting. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm always looking for new, interesting topics, questions, anything I could put into my podcast just to provide some useful, entertaining English content. So with that being said, I will stop the podcast. Thank you guys for listening, and I'll catch you next time on the Briller Podcast. Peace!